Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yourself spending too much money just to keep yourself from getting sick. Have you tried to stop on your own but failed? If you don't know where to turn for help, listen closely. Research treatment studies at Columbia University Medical Center are offering free inpatient detoxification and follow-up treatment for heroin and prescription pain medicine abuse and other drug problems. You'll receive a free medical and psychological evaluation and outpatient visits. The program will even cover your transportation costs. Call now, 212-923-3031. That's 212-923-3031. They have two convenient locations in Manhattan, Midtown at Columbus Circle and Uptown at the Columbia University Medical Center, just across the George Washington Bridge from New Jersey and near three New York City subway lines. Stop the destructive cycle. Call 212-923-3031 to make an appointment for a free evaluation. That's 212-923-3031. Call 212-923-3031 now to schedule a free evaluation.
Town Fair Tire became New England's number one discount tire dealer by giving you the absolute lowest prices guaranteed. And with 96 stores from Connecticut to Maine, we'll beat anybody's price. And we mean anybody. Other dealers, we beat them. Warehouse clubs, we beat them. Online sites, we beat them all every day. So remember, for the absolute guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Name brands and discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
You heard about this. I said the other day, it's not just me who loves MyPillow. It's David and Rockland's dog who loves MyPillow. His dog would chew up every pillow, but not MyPillow. He sleeps in the MyPillow. So if you're struggling to sleep at night and you can't figure out why, it's a very good chance your pillow stinks. So improve your sleeping experience by getting a MyPillow right now at MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special, type in the promo code WFAN, and you will receive two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping. It's time to get rid of your just disgusting, saliva-stained pillow that you've been covering up with a pillowcase. The MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go get it. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Two premium MyPillows for one low price and free shipping, all by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the two-pack special and using that promo code WFAN. Or you can call them up at 800-613-2103. It's MyPillow.com.
All right, 1223, Joe and Evan in the midday. Susan Waldman will join us from Kansas City in about 7 minutes or so at 1230.
Hopefully she had a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Luckily, the Yankees have not only had one off day, they've had about 17 off days in the last week.
Seems that way.
They're going to finally play baseball tonight, and I haven't checked the forecast in Kansas City, but for their sake, I hope it's not raining.
Yeah,
imagine that.
I don't think so, but who knows?
You never know. George in Mineola.
Oh, the biggest Yankee fan in Mineola. It's
biggest
George.
Biggest Yankee fan
George.
In Mineola. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what.
You're going to the wedding
guys,
tomorrow? Joe, I heard you got an invite to the big wedding tomorrow in England.
No, but I did. I can't even tell you what I got. I got an invite to something else that I really can't get into right now. And I would love to tell you guys, but I can't.
George.
And you know, if I got to keep my mouth shut, it's really killing me. But
wow.
I'm George.
Listen,
George.
I would trade Jacoby
Sounds
Elsbury
like you're
going to
take it.
Of,
it sounds like you're taking them up on whatever you're doing, right?
I'm having a good time. I really am. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I would trade Jacoby Ellsbury for like 75 degrees in the sun for a week. How about that? I'll
there
do
you
that.
Go. Yeah.
But
I'm good with that.
That's good, right? But listen, I got two things. One, Robbie Cano, one Don Mattingly. One thing about Robbie Cano, and I loved Robbie Cano as a Yankee, okay? But when I heard that they said he was taking these pills for high blood pressure and panic attacks. Have you ever seen any guy more relaxed playing baseball than Robbie Cano?
Well, maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why, because he was very relaxed. You're right about that.
Yeah. And, Joe, I wanted to call you guys a week ago. I couldn't get through. You talk about Mattingly and how good he was about a week ago or two. And one thing, Donnie was my second favorite Yankee of all time. And a couple things I wanted to say, if you remember.
Who was your first? You didn't tell us that.
My first was Thurman. I was a little kid.
Oh, Thurman. Okay, okay.
Thurman was my favorite. But a couple things. When, I don't know if you remember this. When Manley first came up, and he was his first full season, they had Roy Smalley playing first base.
Roy Smalley.
And he was bouncing around. He was a really good outfielder, Mattingly. And 3 days in a row, he played left, center, and right on consecutive days and threw out a guy at the plate each game.
I don't remember
Very
that.
Cool. And
didn't
you remember
he play
this?
Third base once, too?
I think they tried
yes,
it,
he did. I was going to say that. Mike Pagliarulo got hurt for a weekend.
Mike
and Billy Martin stuck him on third base in Seattle on the turf. And he was turning double plays like crazy. He made one throwing error. Throwing a second on one play, but
it's so weird.
It's weird
to think about Don Mattingly playing third base.
Left-handed third baseman.
Now he's right. He actually went into a game for one out at second base once as well, and at third base he played it a couple of times. And he's right. He played a little bit of the outfield in the early days. Pat in Bronxville.
Pat, how are you?
What's up, fellas?
Pat.
How about you? You got me?
Yeah.
So how about that disastrous Giants stadium? We should have the Holy Grail of stadiums with two PSLs. They wanted $54K for the first season for my tickets. Mm. This is ridiculous.
You're talking about MetLife. Giant Stadium was actually a great stadium. It really was.
For the Giants.
Yeah, for the Giants. It was a great stadium, that stadium. This place is a dump.
They should have built the West Side Yards into Jet Stadium.
Yeah. I agree with you now. They should have.
No, I mean, that would have been better than what they have now. But what they really should have done.
Should be out by Citi Field.
Or Long Island.
Right.
Somewhere on the island.
Right.
I think that would have been the better thing for them because that's where their base of fans truly is.
Right.
It's not that MetLife is a dump, in my opinion. It's that it's blah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not. Yeah. I guess the wrong word is dump is not the right word.
Yeah. It's just.
There's nothing. It's nothing there.
There's no personality.
It's got no personality whatsoever. You can't get anywhere from anywhere in the stadium.
Oh, it's a pain.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, the old place, and still it wasn't the Jet Stadium either. It was Giant Stadium. But that place was a tremendous football stadium.
Well, and you look
tremendous.
You look at some of the new stadiums in the NFL, relatively new stadiums, Lucas Oil, Gillette, Heinz Field.
Right.
What all of these stadiums have in common that you can't say about the ones that they replaced is that they got a personality.
Yeah, no, they do.
It's something. It's like an old baseball stadium. It's got that personality.
Yep. Yep.
And MetLife looks like an alien spaceship landed down in the middle of New Jersey.
It's terrible.
And it's got no personality at all.
There's nothing around it. It's horrible.
Nothing.
Yep.
Joining us right now, you hear her during every Yankee broadcast. We haven't heard her voice in 6 months because that's the last time the Yankees have played. And that is Susan Waldman from Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow. Well, you had like an odyssey. You had like an odyssey to get to Kansas City, right, Susan?
Yeah, you know what, guys? I just spent 13 hours on a plane, and I'm in Kansas City. We could be in the Greek Islands. I could be any place. And I'm in Kansas City where they don't answer the hotel phone because Ernie was trying to call me so it wouldn't be on a cell phone. And they don't answer the phone. 13 hours on a plane, and we are in Kansas City.
13 hours on a plane. So would you have to wait on the plane, like on the runway for all this time?
No, it wasn't a runway. It was actually two different planes. They had problems. Well, you know, rain is always this. They had to get a plane here, so we didn't leave the stadium till maybe 9 o'clock at night. The game was called at what, 2, 3, whatever it was, 4. We sat there for a while, and then we went and got on the plane. And the pilot, they had a pilot issue. The pilot couldn't come till 9 o'clock because they have hours now. And so then they found there was something wrong with the engine. So we got off that plane and got on another plane. And we sat there. And then evidently the pilot timed out. And they said, okay, we're going at 9 o'clock in the morning. And so they did set up a lounge. It was an adventure. And I'll bet you Aaron Boone says to all the writers and us today that it'll be a bonding experience. You know, 13 hours on a plane with people, it is a bonding experience.
So you slept on the plane?
No hotel? You didn't have a hotel to go
to,
Susan?
No hotels in Washington. That's why we didn't stay and play on a mutual off day.
Oh, so that was because I had heard that Ryan Zimmerman had some kind of charity events for the
stadium. No, that is true.
Oh, okay.
But we were going to play in the afternoon.
Oh.
But there were no hotels in the city.
That's amazing.
For that night. So we checked out and they set up. They weren't sleeping at the airport like at LaGuardia. No, they were. They did set up a lounge And I think a bunch of the guys got off and slept on couches and things. I'm terrified that the plane will take off without me, so I stay on the plane. You know, because they'll check and see if Cece is there. I'm not so sure they'll check and see if I was there.
Right.
I stayed in my seat, and it was – I might have slept an hour or two. It's not it, – I watched – I binged-watched on The Good Fight.
The Good
Fight. You know,
fight,
I finished – yeah, I didn't – I couldn't get –
You finished Brock Meyer, or you're still working on it?
No, well, I did the first season. Is the second season out?
Yeah, the second, it came out, yeah.
Oh, well, I would have laughed a little more if I had watched that.
Sorry about that.
But I did that. So, when so everybody is here. I can't find John. The last time I saw John, he was wandering around with sunglasses carrying his suitcase somewhere. But I'm sure he's here somewhere.
Now, I'm assuming the weather is good right now in Kansas City, right?
Today it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the forecast. It's supposed to be 88 degrees today in Kansas City and sunny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is. I just came back. I was wandering around. Yeah, it is. It's 88 and sunny. Tomorrow night there are bad storms, Sunday there are storms. This is just going to be one of these years, guys, I think.
Wow.
Well,
storms two days after.
If you don't play, you can't lose, and the Yankees aren't losing anyway.
So, Susan, when – because I never heard the definitive on this. When are these games now against the Nationals? When is that happening?
It's Monday, June 18th, I believe.
Yeah, they're making it
up doubleheader.
Next month. Well,
the
suspended game.
Oh, that's right. And the regular game.
Yeah, suspended game. That it's in the middle of a homestand. So there's two doubleheaders. There's that June 4th day-night doubleheader in Detroit on the way to Toronto.
Right.
And then there's the June 18th in the middle of a homestand. We play Sunday and I guess fly to Washington, make up those two games, and then come back and finish the homestand.
I was looking at it. So you play the Nationals for two games at home, the Rays for four, then go to Washington, play them again
and
for two.
And come right back to New York.
And then come back and play the Mariners.
That's nuts.
Aren't the games against Washington when we come back from there?
No, the games against Washington are the week before. And then play them. So it's Washington, Tampa Bay, at Washington, home Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good, right?
Yeah,
that's
sounds
how
like a
I
lot
make
of fun.
The schedule, right?
But by the way, Teixeira said it yesterday. I've heard it before that Cano, I'm not surprised. But were you surprised? Are you not surprised about Robbie Cano?
You know what, guys, and a player had said to me, you know, I'm surprised only because, I never see anything. I mean, I don't know. Why should I be surprised anymore? I was. I really was. I was like, you know, Betances said he was shocked. And one of the players said to me the other day, you know, there's a thing about you, Susan, you see what you want to see. And I don't see bad things. I think Robbie can, you know, I've known him since he was, 17, 18?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think like that. I just think he's good. But if you think about it, I mean, I guess. But I'm always surprised at that because I don't understand how people think like that, you know. And he was, I listened to Betances talking the other day about how, Robbie Cano, when Dellen was in rookie ball, he was rehabbing from some injury, and he took him out to dinner every single night. You know, you have personal relationships with these guys, and I guess if you really like them, you don't even think about it. I guess, you know, I'm not skeptical about those things. You know, if somebody is good, they're good, and I get excited. And if I like them, I do. But I guess if I thought about it, I wouldn't be. But, you know, I think it's very hard. It's real. I know a lot of players said they weren't surprised, but I was never in the trainer's room. Mm. You know, I watched him work out. He did work out hard. I guess that is not, you know, that's not the standard anymore, working out hard.
Mm. You know, it's just amazing, though, to me, after everything that's gone down and all the stuff that went down in the steroid quote-unquote era, the guys are still doing this stuff. It's amazing.
I know that. I you know, the first thing I thought about it was, how dumb do you have to be? I mean, because they're checking all the time, unless people think that they've got a foolproof way. I don't, you know, the other thing is, and, you know, Miguel Cabrera was talking about it and how, you know, he doesn't believe it. And
somebody,
the whole idea about going to a doctor gave it to me. Well, at this point, it's been so long. There's a list of things that every trainer in the league knows are banned. Pick up the phone and call your trainer and say, can I take this? Instead of saying, well, a doctor gave it to me, so I'm going to take it. That's no more excuse anymore. And I just wonder how guys can be so careless. Really? Careless is a good word.
Ignorance is not an excuse.
Nope.
That's the bottom line.
Nope.
No. And you know what? This is not some rookie who was down there and trying to get out of the rookie league.
No.
He should have known better. Is it, you know, it doesn't change, you know, as Dylan says, it doesn't change how I feel about him. It does change a lot of things, and the Hall of Fame is now gone, and that's a shame. But, you know, then you get to how much is real and how much is not real. You still have to hit the ball, and you still have to play the way you did. And I guess if you talk to the guys who have been around a long time, it's the recovering part of it that, you know, everyone is – it doesn't make him any less a great player, but did he recover faster other people?
You know, it's funny. When I thought of Robbie Cano, obviously I think of a guy who, yeah, I think he was going to go to the Hall of Fame, brilliant defensive player, really good hitter, all that. But one of the positives of Robbie Cano has been every year he plays every day. And in this day and age, you don't see it that much. And that's one of the things you just hit on, though, the recovery. I mean, he was playing 150 games every single year. And, of course, he gets hurt this year in a very fluky injury and now the suspension. But I think that's been one of the great attributes of Robbie Cano, that you could pencil him in for 150 games every single season.
You've got it right on the head, Evan. You really do. And now what happens is people are going to say, well, you know, is that for real? Mm. And that, to me, is a shame. That's what people are saying. Was that real or was that manufactured? You know, when it all started, if you look at the relief pitchers, that's what it was. It was guys were doing it so that they could pitch every 3 days or every 2 days, and their arm would recover a lot faster. It wasn't to make them better. It was the recovery aspect of the whole thing. So now that's even called into question with Robbie Cano, because it really was. Weren't there a couple of years when he played every single game?
Yeah, no question about it. Talking to Susan Waldman, who's finally made it to Kansas City, and hopefully it looks like the Yankees actually will play a baseball game tonight. It's a lot
and
to...
you should listen, because I might say anything tonight. I mean, everybody is.
Oh, boy. I'm locked in now.
And you still haven't found Sterling.
Well, you know, it's too early for me to call Judge Roof. I mean, Judge sleeps till afternoon anyway.
Oh, wow.
Last time I saw him, I guess we got here, I don't know, noon maybe, Kansas City time. And the last time I saw him, he had sunglasses on, and he was trailing a suitcase in back of him. And the media people, Jack and John and I, are all on the same floor. So I saw Jack. I've made contact with Jack. We know that he's here. And John was carrying his suitcase in back of him with his sunglasses on. He disappeared. And I would assume he will be on the last bus to the park tonight.
Wow. How about this Yankee team, Susan? Unbelievable. 28-12, I mean, and they're just scratching the surface right now. How about this team right now?
You know what? The greatest thing about this team is the untapped, and I think we can stop with potential anymore with Andujar and Glaber. Glaber hasn't gone through a struggle yet like Andujar has, but Andujar has gone through his hitless streak and come out the other side. And I think when you have young, talented people like that, and they're so excited. I mean, Glaber doesn't know anything except high-fiving and jumping up and down since he got here. I think they've lost, what, 2 games since Glaber Torres came up here?
Right.
And it's just and they're doing it without some big people. They're doing it right now without Didi hitting. They're doing it right now. I mean, Stanton is okay, but he's not what everybody thought he was right now. I mean, he's getting his hits, but he's not, oh, my goodness. Judge is, oh, my goodness. They did it with Gardner going through an awful, awful slump. Now they're doing it with Hicks not hitting, and they're still winning and finding ways to win. And it's interesting. These are two teams that they should beat up on, and Kansas City and Texas. And they've gone through just a stretch that if you looked at it on the schedule and you see Cleveland, Boston, Anaheim, Oakland, et cetera, you think, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? And they zoomed through that. Now they got a couple of teams that they should beat up on, absolutely should beat, because Kansas City is not very good, nor is Texas.
No, they're terrible.
And it's fascinating to see. And even I sometimes look at CeCe and Gardner, and they're looking at the kids, and they're, like, smiling. CeCe told me, I guess it was last week, he said, you know, I watch these kids, and I remember what it was like when I came up and that feeling. And Herman, the same thing, Domingo Herman. CeCe said, I watched him, and just the joy on his face at being whatever he is, 23, and having that first game where 6 1/3 no-hit innings or whatever it was. And I think it's feeding off on both sides. The veterans feed off on the joy and the sheer talent of the youngsters. And they also are calming everybody down when they, like when Andujar got into a slump. You see Didi sitting there. You see CeCe talking to him. You see all those kinds of things. So it's a really good mix right now. And manager's doing a great job. Mm. Manager is doing a great job of keeping everybody together. I bet you you'll read somewhere today, he's great at saying, well, you know, this will bring us closer together.
Right.
Somewhere in today's press conference will be, it'll be a bonding experience, or this will bring us closest together. That's the way he deals with dealing with any kind of adversity. It'll bring us together and make us stronger.
We're talking to Susan Wallman about the Yankees. They'll actually play a game tonight. You'll hear on the radio station against the Kansas City Royals with Didi. It feels like the curtain call in Anaheim was almost the beginning of his batting slump with him.
Everybody says that.
It feels that way. It doesn't.
Like the baseball gods got him. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's that. I think it's that he was so locked in on a level we've never seen before that, I don't know, maybe he fell in love with the home run. I have no idea. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't think so. Now, if you watch him now, the last few days, if you watch, he's hitting liners at people. He's not turning the wrist over and grounding the second base. Now he's hit hard shots at people. Eventually, those start to fall. He, by the way, is the most positive person I've ever seen. So he will say, I'm close. I'm working. I'll do. See, he will work, and nothing is. He knows he's not hitting, but he'll find a positive about everything. And the positive the other day is, well, if you've noticed the last few days, I'm hitting the ball hard. It's just at people, and he's right. So maybe he's about to jump out of it. But I once asked Buck Showalter. I said, you know, what is this team just not good this year? Is your team just not good because nobody, you know, everybody isn't hitting at the same time? And he said, Susan, nobody ever hits at the same time. So the fact that the Yankees are still winning with Gardner not hitting, Hicks not hitting, and Didi not hitting, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Susan, how about Stanton this year so far? I mean, has he about what you thought to this point? Not as much as you thought? You know, how about that? How about what you've gotten so far out of Giancarlo?
You know what? I didn't know him, and I don't necessarily see the National League. I know he was on a team that they didn't play a game that counted ever.
Right.
So I'm just not sure. I mean, he's gonna hit, and he does hit. I didn't know what to expect, Joe. I really didn't. I mean, I was thinking if anybody was going to have a letdown after last year, it would be Judge. But that certainly hasn't happened.
No.
And, you know, and I see signs of – I'm waiting. Everybody in Miami has said to me, particularly when the team played Miami, guys that have been around him his whole career said, you wait. He's going to go off on a streak where you're going to think he's the greatest player in the world for about 2 weeks. I'm still waiting for that to happen. You know, he does get his hits, and
right,
he gets
right
on, and he walks, and all that. He's been okay. I mean, he's not – I don't know what I thought. MVP of the league who hit almost 60 home runs. I haven't seen that person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – you know, maybe he doesn't have to. Maybe – I know it took a while to get comfortable. It does when you're – this is different. He doesn't have to carry the team.
That's the
he
spot he's in.
At all.
It's a different
yep
world in Miami for him. I mean, it was all
yeah
about Giancarlo right now. I mean, I think that's what makes the Yankees so dangerous, that you have – four guys on this team that I think are capable of carrying the offense at any given moment. And that's scary
right
to have that.
Well, but I think it's the fact that you never know who's going to do it. Look, there are games when it's nothing but the bottom of the order. And Neil Walker, Andujar, and Glaber, the bottom of the order, won 2-3 games right in a row.
Right.
That's better than having to depend on the middle of your order, because the guy right in the middle of the order isn't hitting at the moment. And, you know, Stanton has been – he's been okay. I mean, he's – I don't know what I expected, but he hasn't made his presence really felt yet. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a good player, but he's not – they don't win necessarily because of Giancarlo Stanton, and that's good teams. That's the way it should be. I mean,
yeah,
Red Sox win all the time, and it's not just because J.D. Martinez is hitting home runs.
Hmm. Again, talking to Susan Wallman in Kansas City. Yankees will play tonight against the Royals. CeCe on the mound. You know, we get a lot of calls, Susan. It's amazing the calls we get complaining about Sanchez behind the plate. I mean, we get him over and over and over again. What's your overall? Obviously, we know what kind of hitter he is. We know he could throw people out, no doubt. What about your thoughts, though, with him behind the plate, Sanchez?
Well, he's going to be behind the plate, and he does work, and I – this is a very – and I'm not making excuses for him, because there are times when He just doesn't get down quickly enough, and that's the whole thing. He doesn't get the glove down on the ground quickly enough because he's trying to move. He has gone in the wrong direction, or he's not expecting that. I'm not making excuses for him because some of the stuff is just work related. I have been talking to a lot of people that say, you know, young catchers, and he's still a young catcher. They say it takes a lot of work. He's going to have to work at this. This is an extremely hard staff to catch. You don't know. Tanaka's, for example, splitter, when it goes, you don't know which direction it's going. It could go in any direction. He can put the glove down in one place, and then you see him trying to block the ball on the other side of the plate. I know that everybody wants something to complain about, and I don't know what to tell them. I mean, they're not getting rid of Gary Sanchez. He's gonna work,
nor should
and
they.
He's gonna
no.
get better. Nor should they. I heard a call. Evan, was that you that somebody had called about JT Realmuto,
yes,
and then
was,
a Mets fan
called yeah.
afterwards screaming about you
yes.
know Yankee fans? Yeah,
yes.
I heard that.
that was us. Yeah, it was great.
Yep. That was one of the great calls of all time. The Mets fan who called afterwards about Yankee fans complaining about Gary Sanchez.
Right.
They're gonna work it out. He's gonna be there. You can complain all you want. He's the catcher on this team. And he will work it out. I mean, he's going to have to do that. He is working. I mean, it pretty much there was a lot of reasons why Girardi and Tony Pena are not with this team. My guess is, and I don't know, my guess is Gary Sanchez is one of them.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, maybe they could do more. I mean, if those two guys couldn't do it. But it's not like he doesn't work. It's not like he isn't trying. And it's not like they're losing a lot of games because of Sanchez.
No,
that's the other thing.
That is
true. I mean, you know, and not everybody on the team has to be an all-star. I mean, it doesn't usually work that way. I know everybody gets used to that.
Yes.
But don't forget the 96 team, they made their all-stars. They didn't have those all-stars. Gino wasn't an all-star. Derek was a rookie. I mean, you make your own all-stars. He's going to have to work, or eventually he won't be there, but he's not going anywhere. He's, what, 25 years old?
Yeah, rightfully so. He shouldn't go anywhere.
Nope.
Susan, enjoy it. Yep. We'll be listening tonight.
Hopefully, Yankees Royals. Hopefully you find John, Susan, hopefully.
Track him down.
Well, if you hear me open the broadcast,
yes.
I won't have found John.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Okay,
you.
Guys.
All right, Susan, take care.
Susan Wallman on the Yankees. By the way, she made a comment about Gleyber Torres. Doesn't know what it's like to lose. His record right now as a Major League Baseball player when he's played in a game is 17-3.
Wow.
To the complete contrast of
Devin Mesoraco.
Devin Mesoraco this season
yep.
is 2-21 when he plays.
Unbelievable.
2-21.
And he hit home runs in both of the games that he hit. They won, right?
That's right.
Both games, right?
Yeah. And he, by the way, Mesoraco's won two of the last three games he's played in.
Right.
So before that, he was 0-20.
Unbelievable.
If my math
yes,
is correct.
Something like that.
0-20.
That's
he's
painful.
The anti-Gleyber Torres.
Yes. All right, defending champion and great Jordan Spieth heads a star-studded field, including Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, the Masters champion, two-time champion Bubba Watson, many more, the world's best all coming to the Travelers Championship, and all those guys, major championship winners. June 18th to the 24th, TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, named 2017 PGA Tour Tournament of the Year. The Travelers Championship offers a week of events for the whole family. Come see who's going to make history this year. Tickets are just $45 in advance. Kids 15 and under free when accompanied by a ticketed adult. For tickets, visit TravelersChampionship.com today.
Here's a CBS Sports Minute.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Well, here we go again. Put 15 basketball coaches under constant pressure to make the NCAA tournament in a room, and they're bound to come up with a brilliant idea like expand the NCAA tournament. The more bids, the less likely coaches are to get fired, which explains why the ACC coaches came out of their spring boondoggle, aka meeting, suggesting the NCAA tournament expand to 72 teams. There could be a second first four at a different site. The ACC's always helpful commissioner, John Swofford, explained just what the world needs, a second first four. The NCAA tournament was perfect at 64 teams. The only reason to expand was to get more TV money, which is why this silly recommendation may resonate with the basketball committee.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.